the San Francisco Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an ordinance directing the mayor's office to procure 8,250 hotel rooms for homeless people and first responders more than a month ago. But only a total of 1,064 homeless and marginally housed individuals have been moved into hotel rooms. Supervisor Hillary Rodin urged the mayor's office to either follow through with their plan or to present them with a new one.
If you're unwilling to implement our plan for how to fix this human crisis, then please tell us what your plan is. We are sick of meaningless press releases and cleverly named programs or initiatives that do nothing. What we want and what we're begging you for is for action, for change, and for results.
Mayor London Breed has offered a shifting series of explanations for failing to house homeless people in vacant hotel rooms the city is paying for, including that it is complicated to put together the support services they would need. Father Richard Smith is a leader with Faith in Action Bay Area. He says his organization raised over $150,000 for nonprofit shelters, who then quickly managed to move most of the residents into hotel rooms.
These nonprofits used the money to move most, if not all, of their shelter residents to hotel rooms, accompanying them with the necessary service providers, all within a few days. Somehow these nonprofits have managed to get the job done while the city's efforts still languish. Why is this? What is the city missing here? Is it a lack of moral will, political courage? Is it simply administrative incompetence?
The supervisors say the city's progress has slowed to nearly a halt. Ronan and other supervisors say there are 600 vacant yet available hotel units set aside for COVID-positive or vulnerable homeless individuals and 635 vacant units for workers. So only half the hotel rooms the city is paying for are actually being used. Supervisor Matt Haney says he doesn't understand why these hotel rooms, which the city is already paying for, remain empty.
We have not gotten any sort of good answer as to why the city would continue to shell out tens of thousands of dollars every single night for empty rooms when people are sleeping on the sidewalk, in some cases literally on the exact same block. There's no reason for that. And we've just, the only answer, and people ask us as they should be asking us, well, how could that be? Exactly. How can that be? It makes no sense.
The San Francisco homeless population has increased since the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis. The Tenderloin neighborhood has reportedly seen an increase of nearly 300% in homeless tents in the past 4 months. This week, the San Francisco Department of Public Health announced the deaths of 48 unhoused people in a little more than 2 month period ending May 24th. That was more than twice the number of deaths as the same period last year. The Coalition on Homelessness says it believes COVID-19 was directly and indirectly responsible for the increase. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Laura Muniz.